love letter. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. Psalms 139:1. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. Psalm 139:2. I am familiar with all your ways. Psalm 139:3. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Matthew 10:29-31. For you were made in my image. Genesis 1:27. In me you live and move and have your being. Acts 17:28. For you are my offspring. Acts 17:28. I knew you even before you were conceived. Jeremiah 1:4-5. I chose you when I planned creation. Ephesians 1:11-12. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. Psalms 139:15-16. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. Acts 17:26. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. I knit you together in your mother's womb. Psalms 139:13. And brought you forth on the day you were born. Psalm 71:6. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. John 8:41-44. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. 1 John 4:16. And it is my desire to lavish you with my love. 1 John 3:1. Simply because you are my child and I am your father. 1 John 3:1. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. Matthew 7:11. For I am the perfect father. Matthew 5:48. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. James 1:17. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. Matthew 6:31-33. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Because I love you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. My thoughts towards you are countless, as the sand on the seashore. Psalm 139:17-18. And I rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. I will never stop doing good to you. Jeremiah 32:40. For you are my treasured possession. Exodus 19:5. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. Jeremiah 32:41. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. Jeremiah 3:3. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Deuteronomy 4:29. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. For it is I who gave you those desires. Philippians 2:13. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. Ephesians 3:20. For I am your greatest encourager. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. Psalm 34, 18. As a shepherd carries the lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. Isaiah 40, 11. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Revelation 21, 3, and 4. And I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. Revelation 21, 3 and 4. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus. John 17, 23. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. John 17, 26. He is the exact representation of my being. Hebrews 1, 3. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. Romans 8:31. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. 1 John 4:10. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. Romans 8:31-32. If you receive the gift of my Son, Jesus, you receive me. 1 John 2:23. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Romans 8:38-39. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. Luke 15:7. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. Ephesians 3:14-15. My question is, will you be my child? John 1:12-13. I am waiting for you. Luke 15:11-32. Love your dad, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this letter you've written to our hearts. And how, Father, all you want is for us to love you back, God. And I thank you for the love all of us muster up for you, that we know we're in perfect hands when it comes to being your child and in your family. So this evening, may we think of these words and know that you are always there with us, Father. You are in us. Christ is in us. And that makes all the difference in our lives, Father, for it gives us life. So I thank you for each person tonight, Father, that they can continue to enjoy your great love. And Father, show us each and every morning as we awake what you would have us to do for you and your beautiful and marvelous word. Amen.